This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Past the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, looking around to see what is what and who's who. I'm looking around. Well, I can say that even though I don't like the reference to looking, because this is a radio program, you have to use your imagination, but we're actually telling stories that we're following in various media, so that means we have to have at least one eye open in order to get that done. One half of our brain. What does Limbaugh say? He's got half his brain tied behind his back or something. Like that.
Something like that.
About right.
Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara, and Doug here with Jennifer leading off. Who are you leading off with, or what are you leading off with, Jennifer?
Well, more chaos at our southern border with Mexico. Couple of things going on. First, let's start with Mexico, shall we? Apparently, according to reports, there are armed Mexican troops that are disarming soldiers. Most specifically, armed Mexican troops disarmed two United States soldiers this past weekend while they were on the American side of the border. This is according to U.S. defense officials. U.S. Northern Command said in a statement that 5 to 6 Mexican military personnel questioned 2 U.S. Army soldiers who were conducting border support operations. The U.S. soldiers were in an unmarked Customs and Border Protection vehicle near the southwest border of Clint, Texas. Officials confirmed that the Mexican troops were armed with what seemed to be rifles. They raised their weapons when they saw the 2 U.S. soldiers, then took a pistol from one and put it into a CBP vehicle, according to the officials. The 2 Americans obliged in an attempt to de-escalate a potentially volatile situation. So that's going on. Now, throughout the incident, the U.S. soldiers were all established. Yeah, of course.
I don't know. What are we talking about here? If they're on the American side of the border, what are the Mexicans doing?
Raise their rifles at them. That's the question.
Well, were the Mexicans on their side of the border, or were they on our side of the border?
In most of the border areas, it's literally one step over. So I think they were pretty close to each other. But yes, I believe they were on the Mexican side of the border.
So what is there about our relationship with Mexico that is different than our relationship with Canada? Canada, I was studying this over the weekend. Can we have an agreement with Canada as to how the Canadians are supposed to handle people that come into their country that then want to come into our country? We have no such agreement with the Mexicans, and I wonder why. It would seem to me, and it can be done by executive order, there's some kind of a rule or a regulation or something that happens with the Canadians so that it keeps us from getting into all of this mess that we don't have with the Mexicans. And I don't understand, after all of these years with all these problems, why. Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what it's called, what the legalese of it is, but I do know that by presidential fiat, you can say to the Mexicans, look, we need to fix this problem, and the problem is yours. You're creating the problem by letting these people wander through your country and come to our border and confront our officials or whatever it is. Never mind the border wall and all that other stuff. What the hell are we doing letting the Mexicans get away with what we don't let the Canadians get away with? Or maybe mutual agreement. I don't understand this at all.
You've got to have two parties ready to tango, though, right? You have to have two come to the dance floor.
And the Mexicans are a lot more dependent on us than we are them. They don't have any economy if we don't buy their oil.
That's why Trump's been threatening to cut the trade, not only trade, but to tack on tariffs.
Well, why is he threatening? Just do it. If that's
because
what fixes
people,
the problem.
The political backlash was really great. When he said he was going to shut down the border, he said, I'm going to shut it down. We're going to slap on a 25% tariff. And now he's saying if they don't get it together in a year, he's going to slap on the tariff. So I think there's
political
pressure.
But what has the tariff got to do with putting this operationally...
Because it's designed to hurt their economy so that they will come to the table and actually cooperate.
No, but the Canadians, we don't have any relationship with the Canadians like that. Our relationship with the Canadians is fine, mostly because of the intelligence and the maturity of this agreement. So why don't we have, that would fix most of the problem as far as I can see. I don't get what the hell it is
because
that we're
Mexico's
afraid of with regard
to... I don't think it's us. I think it's Mexico that's not wanting to cooperate.
No, the new president
wasn't even checking the border, Doug. The new president was letting anybody who wanted to come in, come in. Now he's actually got security checkpoints because he was afraid about the threat of the shutdown of the border because he knows what that economic impact would be. But why they won't do any more to control, I don't know. They don't want the people in their country. That's probably the short answer.
Well, so don't let them in at the southern border. That's your job, not ours. I don't get this. I honestly don't. I'm completely befuddled by this and why we don't just say, this is the way it's going to be.
You should also be insisting on the fact that people seeking asylum go to Mexico and not come all the way through to the United States. Mexico is safe enough if they're looking for asylum, but they won't do that.
Well, the other thing that got under my skin a little bit over the weekend was listening to something on the Los Angeles public station about the impact of Hispanics. There's no question if you want to go back. There's been a lot of discussion going back to, we've been back and forth on this most of my life, reparations for relatives of those who were slaves and what should happen. My son and I were talking about this yesterday, whether kids who are relatives of those who were slaves should have free education, that kind of stuff. And there's an argument to be made for some of that. But when it comes to what's going on here in these areas that are very largely Hispanic, where we don't really know what Americans, Americans and in the name of America, a lot of people who lived in the Southwest were screwed royally. We had a claim that we just decided to, we'll stay, we're going to take over this part of the world. This is our country. We're going to make it our country. And it's too bad for the people who were here. Did that with Native Americans, did that with Hispanics that were here. But now, somehow or other, everybody who's a Hispanic has a grievance based on that. And I'm sorry, I don't buy that. If you weren't a relative, this is where I suppose Ancestry.com or something like that comes in, as silly as it may sound. I don't think it is silly. I think that we owe a debt to the people that we screwed over in some way, shape, or form. But I don't think we owe a debt to everybody who's got a Hispanic last name. I just don't. I think it's becoming ludicrous. The Hispanic lobby in this part of the world and what they get away with, because they get away with a lot just in the name of being Hispanics. There's something wrong with that, as there is where we're not policing our border or any number of people who make claims just because of maybe their religion, the color of their skin, what their ethnic background is. It's getting ridiculous. It is, and that's, I'll leave it at that unless there's something else to be said about it. I think it's appalling the way we're catering to a lot of this stuff. It's nonsense. 15 past the hour.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS. 1-833-TOPLOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big buy three, get three sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The team that you're going through may be difficult, but NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X. You're feeling exhausted? This will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, 17 at the hour. Names in the news. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, basically, up yours to little fatty. He's going to continue as the negotiator with North Korea. The senior official said they didn't want to talk to him. The table will be, quote, lousy once again, says the North Korean. This guy says he hopes the U.S. doesn't involve Pompeo in future negotiations. Pompeo said, nothing has changed. How did this even get started? What did Pompeo say that upset little fatty?
I don't know if he said anything.
It wasn't specific, right?
They didn't like him, or they said he was sophomoric or something like that.
He got called out because Kim Jong-un had all of these facilities that he was trying to hide from the Americans, and when President Trump and Pompeo had that meeting that Kim Jong-un walked out of, they said, oh, no, we know you have these facilities. And Kim Jong-un was a bit embarrassed. That's why the meeting ended.
He just left.
Because he didn't know that we knew that he had all of those facilities. So I think that has something to do with it. Right.
Okay, much more important is the fate of baby Sussex. Prince Charles was asked over the weekend.
I thought that was like Baby Shark.
What, Baby Sussex? No, yeah. Prince Harry and Meghan's daughter. Is it a daughter? Do they know is it a daughter
we
or
don't
son?
Know. We don't know.
If it's a daughter, Prince Charles was asked whether he would object to her being named Diana. Because apparently there's some rumor floating around if it is a girl.
I think the bookmakers have Diana as the lead name.
They do.
I think so, okay. Yeah. That's
so
probably
that
where that question
idea?
Came from.
Yeah.
What did Charles say? I didn't hear about this. What was his answer?
Well, he didn't really answer because he doesn't really ever answer any questions that are asked. He comes up with a lot of gobbly. Have you ever seen an interview with the Prince Charles? He didn't say anything.
He's well trained.
Mumbles. Yeah, right. He's the British heir, but he'll never be the king. Harry's going to be the king, right? Or is William the king?
William.
What happens?
William and Kate will be.
William.
Yeah. He needs to get a hair transplant. Man, he doesn't look good without a good head of hair. Harry's got a good head of hair. So anyway, Meghan is due what, next 10 days or so? When's she due?
We don't know. They're keeping it very secret. It's not going to be a public thing like it was with William and Kate's kids.
Oh, okay, got it. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Of the Eagles on Take It Easy. There are so many great songs. The two of them together were a great, great pair, I think. Don Henley, Glenn Frey, the fabulous music that came, gave so much of us a lot of pleasurable moments listening to the Eagles. And now the focus is on Glenn Frey's widow, who has taken the doctor to court. So Glenn Frey and his demise, the subject of the suit, a $12 million suit from the doctor that she blames, in fact, for Glenn Frey's death. The third anniversary of his death at the age of 67 took place in January. Complications from rheumatoid arthritis, acute ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia, which, yeah, I mean, on the face of it,
it's a lot going on.
Like,
my gosh.
Yeah, but I don't think you don't die from rheumatoid arthritis. You don't die from an ulcerative colitis attack, and you do die from pneumonia. Frey's widow and the mother of her three children, Cindy Frey, is seeking $12 million from Dr. Stephen Itzkowitz, who is the gastroenterologist that was treating Glenn's colitis, says he was negligent. The suit states the doctor failed to promptly and properly access the patient for respiratory issues and ignored an infection that he had. So a judge denied her request to keep the case sealed. Why should a famous plaintiff be entitled to protections that less renowned individuals can only dream of? The celebrity of the parties in this case should not entitle them to the presumption that their medical records or financial information will be sealed purely on account of their fame, says the judge. Judge wouldn't allow a blanket sealing of the case. He did say he would consider partial sealing on a case-by-case basis for certain records. Why do they want it sealed at all? What's the problem?
Well, apparently Cindy Frey wants it sealed, the financial stuff, because the reason that she came up with the number of $12 million is that's what she projected Glenn Frey would have made since his death. So if he was still alive, that he would have made another $12 million because the Eagles are back on tour. So that's where that number comes from. And then the doctor is claiming that he wouldn't have made that much money. And so that's why she doesn't want the financials, I guess, to be public.
I think that sounds a little low. for as popular I thought as those that guys were, depending on how much they were. Yeah,
well, if you think about it, Lindsey Buckingham sued Fleetwood Mac for $14 million in lost potential income, and that's from their tour this year, so why wouldn't the Eagles make $12
million?
You know, that seems kind of like a reasonable amount. Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see what happens with that cat fight. Next up, musically, the John Lennon piano that was used to write a lot of Beatles songs, sold at auction to the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. His name is Jim Irsay. He tweeted over the weekend that he's elated to own the instrument that Lennon used to compose songs for the Beatles, mostly the Sgt. Pepper album. He paid $718,750 for the piano. Wow. Piano was made in the 1870s, apparently. Auctioned on GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com. The site opened to bidding at $575,000. Estimated it would sell for between somewhere between $800,000 and $1.2 million.
So it's actually low. Not,
yeah, it is kind of
this
low.
Guy got a bargain.
Apparently, the new owner called ownership of the piano a responsibility I take seriously with future generations in mind. He previously bought guitars owned by Jerry Garcia, Prince, and Bob Dylan at other auctions. So that's the story of the owner, and the, his name is Jim Irsay of the Colts. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Smiles as you drift past the flowers.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a series of deadly bombings on Easter Sunday morning across Sri Lanka, a top government official there says foreign intelligence services had warned them that such attacks might be coming soon.
The international intelligence agencies have informed on the 4th of April there will be suicide attack.
That's the Sri Lankan health minister speaking a short time ago. At least 290 people were killed, hundreds more injured in the series of bombings at churches and hotels across the island nation. While no responsibility has been claimed, Sri Lankan officials believe a local jihadist group is behind the bombings. Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is now joining the long list of Democrats running for president. He becomes the 19th, the 40-year-old serving his third term in Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at controls in our studio in Washington. It is Victoria's charge to lead us into this half hour, so charge away as long as you're not using my credit card. Help yourself.
Well, Target is in the news, and not for a retail situation, but their popular car seat trade-in event is back. And this is running now through May 4th. Target stores will accept and recycle old car seats, including infant seats, convertible seats, and car seat bases, harnesses, and booster seats. Now, this is something that parents, you know, a lot of parents, they spend a lot of money on car seats, and then when the kid grows out of it, what do you do with it? It just sits in a landfill. And so Target first introduced this program back in April of 2016. They've had 500,000 car seats and more than 7.4 million pounds of materials have been recycled thanks to this program through Target. Now, the good thing is, too, if you are a parent, it doesn't matter if you bought your car seat from Target. They accept all of them. And there is a website that it's dedicated to recycling car seats if you want to go for the state-by-state options. But that's if you're not near a Target. But if you are near a Target and you have one of these old car seats or boosters or whatever, if you turn it in, you get a 20% off baby gear coupon. So it's a good deal all around. And of course, any time that stuff doesn't end up sitting in a landfill, that's always great news. So this is a two thumbs up for Target from me.
All right, here's some news from Pier 1. Those of you who shop there, I never could understand the excitement, but a lot of people love Pier 1 imports.
There's some cool stuff there.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're not doing so well because they're going to close 145 stores.
No.
Drops in sales, that kind of stuff. They have closed 30 stores already. Closures are the latest in a long string of closures for not only Pier 1, but look at the retail situation across the country and how things are changing in the malls. Have you noticed the different sort of stores that are in the malls now, the big successful malls? I thought it was pretty interesting. I was walking around. There are three or four malls that I frequent here in Los Angeles because they have movie theaters in them. There's one in Santa Monica. There's one out in Century City. And I was wandering around. The Century City Mall was rebuilt last year, and they spent tens of millions of dollars bringing in all kinds of new little specialty stores, things, and this is the right neighborhood for that because people will spend the money here. They obviously know their market. But the number of small little local stores, this is what's changing the landscape. And I'm not sure this is, I'm not making a judgment whether it's good or bad. We, for a long time in our country, have become, especially if you travel around the country a lot like I do, and you see the same stores everywhere. It's the same chains, it's the same look, the same restaurants, same retail, same everything in all these malls. And so now there are more and more local, at least here. I can't tell you. I shop more in, or I go to more malls here in Southern California than I do in Massachusetts. So I don't really know what's going on with a lot of the malls that are around me. In Massachusetts. But out here, I've noticed, I don't know whether you have, Jennifer, or not, maybe what the situation is where you are, Victoria or Kara, malls or places where you frequent if you're shopping, are you seeing the same sort of thing, that local stores seem to be finding a place in the malls where they didn't for a long, long time? Do you see any of that?
That's great news if that's true. The mall that's right near me here in New Jersey, it's the Monmouth Mall, is basically closed. There's nothing left. The Lord & Taylor store closed up because Lord & Taylor hit a lot of hard times, so that's gone. And so it's kind of a lot of empty storefronts, and there's only Macy's left. And I don't know if Macy's is going to survive.
Macy's
there.
Isn't doing that well. There are two malls. This is the Century City Mall. My daughter lives right between.
I've been to that mall.
Street that's off of Pico. Well, she's down the next block on Olympic.
Okay.
So the Century City Mall is on Santa Monica Boulevard. If you go over to Pico, there was a mall there that had a Macy's, and it was a very large mall, and they closed it down last year because Google came along. There were stores that were failing anyway, and it was too close to the other mall, but Google came along and offered them an outrageous amount of money to buy the mall so that they could move some offices and research, and you know, they don't have enough room where they are over on the other side of town, on Jefferson, near the Home Depot, so they bought the whole damn mall.
I've noticed that malls that are successful are actually becoming more destinations for people instead of not just
of
the addition of smaller shops, but they try to do a bigger, flashier food area and other entertainment things to try to bring people in.
You're right. And they have a lot of that also at that Century City Mall.
They need to bring back boy bands.
An observation.
Boy bands got to start in malls. You never see boy bands anymore in malls.
That's right.
No, you don't. All right, we're going to talk about the White House Easter egg roll, but I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about an observation. Let's see if I'm on the right path here, ladies. There was a focus. George Bush and his defense secretary, what was the guy's name? That was Gates, who was with both Obama and Bush. Did one of his. He does a monthly thing at his the George Bush Library. They have a monthly sort of thing that ends up on C-SPAN, but it's a policy discussion and debate. Now, for most of you, that's enough to put you right to sleep. I happen to like to watch those things because I want to hear what these people are thinking and the observations for the. For the first time in pretty much any encounter I've seen or thought of with George Bush, I actually thought he sounded very smart. He and Gates were talking about the Russians and Putin and how focused he is on himself and the situation. The Russians, now Russia actually only has 130 million people in it. when Bush's father was president, but when Reagan was president, when the old Soviet Union fell apart, there were 300 million people in these various countries that have fallen apart. So Putin is trying to focus himself on a situation that angers. Apparently, there's a lot of of unrest and people over in Russia are getting really ticked off at Putin, to the point where he's meddling. You know, the headline of the Russians messing around in the elections. What does that do for the average Russian? Nothing. It's only about Putin, whatever, bad Vlad's ego and his interest in screwing things up because he wants to be seen as a kingmaker. But it doesn't. The average Russian gets nothing out of this, and the average Russian is getting really ticked off at Putin. And there may be a revolution.
What can they do about it?
Well, rather than have a revolution, you know, the Russians have had a few revolutions in the last 100 years. But do you see the situation? The economic situation in Russia is not good. And this guy continues to, you know, feather his own nest. People over there know that he's a billionaire, and he and his buddies in the KGB have, you know, basically bumped off all the oil company owners and the drug people and all that other stuff. But the average Russian is suffering. And not liking this stuff, because they can't keep it quiet anymore over there. The Russians are meddling in elections. The Russians don't give a damn about American elections. They care about putting food on the table over there. It's that bad in some parts of Russia. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. But I thought it was an interesting observation on their part. What'd you start to say, Jen?
Oh, I did that. That was Victoria.
Oh, all right. Victoria, you started to say something.
No, you already answered my question. Oh. I asked what can you do about it.
Nothing.
No one else said anything.
That was it.
All right, okay.
We must be in your head, though. I like that.
I got two people whispering to me in my ears here. All right, up next, this is an all-important focus.
Send presents to Jennifer. I didn't hear anything. Did you guys?
No.
Fabulous. Molly Weaver is going to roll us through the White House Easter egg roll after this.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is an excellent way for you to spend the next 5 minutes or so. You get what I'm doing here, ladies? Excellent. The White House has its annual Easter egg roll, and Molly Weaver is here to help us celebrate because it appears that she is an egg farmer, has control of the family's farm in Versailles, Ohio, Weaver Eggs. So you're the one who is supplying all these eggs for the Easter egg roll. Is that right?
Well, you know, not me and our farm personally, but yes, we are one of America's egg farmers that are donating eggs to the White House this year for the annual Easter egg roll. In fact, this year we have collectively donated a record of 74,000 eggs to the White House, which is something we're super proud of.
Okay, so tell us how long it takes for chickens to lay 74,000 eggs, please, Molly.
Well, on average, a chicken lays about one egg a day. Mm-hmm. I'll let you do the math. That's not one of my strong suits.
Well, if you got one egg a day, you need 74,000 eggs. That's not a bad thing. So, I think, may I make this more about you and the eggs than the egg roll? Because the egg roll is something that we can use to focus. I don't know whether you knew that I am a family farmer as well, like you.
Oh, I did not know that. That's great.
I'm a dairy guy.
You're just 2% of the nation's population, egg or farmers in general.
Right, exactly. So people have lost sort of touch with how eggs come to be and what goes on with chickens, what goes on with cows. So let me take this opportunity to talk about what it's like to be in a family of egg farmers. You've grown up on the egg, in the egg business, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. How is it, what do Americans need to know about you, your family farm, and the egg business, the hen, the difference? I always talk about people, they laugh at me, the difference between a chicken and a hen. A hen's a hen and an egg's an egg. That's not, not sure.
Right.
That's true,
no, I think to that point, I think right now it's genuinely important that Americans understand that farming, whether it be eggs or cattle, farmers genuinely care about their animals. And I think that there's currently a lot of misconceptions about different production methods. And at the end of the day, a healthy hen or a healthy animal will be the biggest producer and healthiest producer of any byproduct.
One of the things going on this week also is Earth Day, and sustainability is a big conversation. I think you,
absolutely,
as I understand, yeah, you are someone who has a degree in marketing and are doing a great deal to raise awareness of these sustainability programs and progress here, because a lot of agriculture, a lot of family farms are criticized unfairly. You want to take us through that for a moment?
Sure. I think farming is very misunderstood. Again, a small percentage of the population are farmers. And sustainability is huge, and it's actually a critical aspect of any farm. And when I talk about sustainability, we're talking about not only economic profit, but just also to the sustainability of the people, the workforce, all the people who are supporting the farm, in addition to sustainability of natural resources. So that's protecting water, protecting air quality. This isn't just a buzzword that we use. It's something that we genuinely care about and must be conscientious of moving forward. The environment, we need to protect that because these are the resources that we use every day.
Mm-hmm. So there's also attached to the Easter egg roll a commemorative egg. What is so special about this commemorative egg that has surfaced this year?
Super excited about the commemorative egg this year. This is something that dates back to 1977, and this year, I, as a daughter of an egg farmer, I'm particularly excited because the American Egg Board reached out to the Children of America's Egg Farmers, which actually inspired the design this year.
Cool. So what does it look like? Can you describe
it? Well, it's actually, yes. So the egg is a large chicken egg, which is hollowed out, and this year we actually use a technique called quilling. So that's when you take pieces of paper, roll them really quickly. And this year what's special about it, too, is it has Be Best on it, which honors the First Lady's initiative.
Yeah, cool. The Easter egg roll, 141 years it's been done. For info on the eggs, go to incredibleegg.org/Easter. Nice to have you here, Molly Weaver.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour, Monday brings us around to Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program to give you some tips. There are always seasonal tips. There are always daily tips. There are tips galore at MoneyPit.com. Let's start out with Earth Day and talk about some natural ways to keep your house clean. How can we help create a better environment using some of the better cleaners, the natural cleaners? Some of them are highly touted, and some of them I bet a lot of people don't know about, Tommy.
Yeah, that's true. You know, when your house needs a good cleaning and maybe you're missing some of the cleaning products you usually use, or maybe you want to do something that involves less and fewer commercial cleaning products, there's a lot of products that you'll find in your cabinets and your cupboards that can be used for cleaning. Like, for example, lemons. Lemons are amazing. You can use lemons to clean copper. All you have to do is squeeze a fresh lemon on the copper surface and then add some salt. And when you rub the salt into the copper, you will be amazed at how fast the tarnish melts away. You know, when my kids were young, one of the things our family always did was use those penny machines, which is like a, you know, inexpensive way to kind of get a little token souvenir of someplace you did.
Right.
And, you know, of course, you're on vacation, so you're always eating out, and we'd have iced tea, and they'd always have lemons on the side of it. I'd take the penny and the table salt, and Dad's, like, table trick was to put the lemon juice and the table salt on the penny and shine it up, you know?
Really?
And it would just do a good job of it.
Daddy, you're so smart.
Hey, one kid grew up to be a chemist, so maybe it rubbed off on him. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it did. Yes.
You know, baking soda, good thing. Cleaning bathrooms, you can make a paste of baking soda or borax with water and a squeeze of lemon juice. It's also good as an abrasive cleaner. So if you have to clean a toilet or something like that, it works well for that. Lemons can also be used to clean microwaves. If you add vinegar to them, a teaspoon of vinegar and some lemon juice and water, put that in the microwave for about 2 minutes, and you'll be amazed at how fresh and clean that microwave becomes.
Ooh, that's cool. All right, so also, if you're signing up for the Money Pit newsletter, go to moneypit.com. You'll get every week some great things, although I'm not sure that the headline here would predicate as someone getting excited about spiders. And you have the headline suggests that there's a way to guarantee that spiders will come to your home this summer.
Oh, Mother Nature's already done that for you, Doug.
Really? Isn't that sweet of her? Thanks, Mom.
A lot of folks think that that spiders enter our homes and other structures in the fall, and they take up residence to survive the winter. But, you know, the bad news for those that are arachnophobes out there is that pest control experts are now finding that spiders are flocking to your house in the autumn, but they're also living with you year-round. As spring emerges, you're starting to see these guys come out. So we have a story on MoneyPit.com right now, right on the homepage, about the seven most common spiders to watch out for in your house this summer. And they start with sort of the innocent ones called the American house spider, which is pretty common. If you see the picture, you'll recognize it. And it goes all the way up to the black widow. So there's some spiders there to definitely look out for. My favorite is the jumping spider. As if spiders are not bad enough, now there are spiders that can leap into thin air and land on you. And they could be in your house as well. So we've got the most wanted pictures of these spiders on MoneyPit.com right now.
Remember that old Tom Stafford song, I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes, and That Ain't What It Takes to Love You? I remember when I was a disc jockey playing that and telling people stories about the way spiders crawl into their nose and their mouth when they're asleep, their ears. I'm sure I made plenty of friends then.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another story on Money Pit that is a focus on electric bills. Man, I've been looking at my electric bill as I spent more time in my home where it's cold, and the electric bill is twice what it was last year when I wasn't there much.
When you get that bill, too, you always freak out. Like, how could I possibly be using all of this electricity?
Right.
Well, I found this new product called Sense. Their website's getsense.com. It's a home energy monitor. And the way this works is it installs into your main electric panel, Doug, and it actually reads all the power going into your house and has a way of identifying what appliance is using that power. So you put the app in from Sense, and you can see if it's your refrigerator or if it's your air conditioner or if it's your heating system or if it's the furnace or if it's the lights. And not only can you figure out where it's going and what it's using, people are finding that if these appliances are broken, if maybe they're running too long or there's a cycle that's missing and it's driving the costs up, they can find it with the Sense meter. So check it out at GetSense.com. And look at the video there. It's amazing.
Check out the Money Pit weekly newsletter, MoneyPit.com. Thanks, Tommy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.